This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Car dealers and buyers in California are rejoicing now that Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has reduced the state car tax. But local governments say the tax reduction is hardly cause for celebration. Alex Cohen of member station KQED reports.
At a rally held at a Ford dealership in Los Angeles, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said since the car tax was raised by former Governor Gray Davis last month, car sales in California dropped by 30% to 50%. But those days, he said, should soon be over.
Go out there, buy cars, buy new cars, buy used cars, but go out there and you will pay the old reduced license fee. That's what we are celebrating here today.
California's vehicle license fee has been 2% of a car's estimated value for many decades. But in 1998, when the state was flush with cash, the legislature authorized a 67% discount on the fee. That reduction came with the provision that the fee could be restored to its full amount if the state was facing fiscal troubles. Former Governor Gray Davis did just that on October 1st, days before the recall election. 23-year-old Taryn Wanberg of Venice owns a blue Ford Focus and says the higher car tax strongly influenced how he voted.
It was normally around a little over 100 and it went up to like 362. So it was quite a big jump for me.
The reduced car tax may be popular with car owners and car dealers, but to some Californians, the change could be devastating.
Bingo. And we got a bingo here.
Okay.
B.
The average age of residents living in the Orange County city of Laguna Woods is 77. Revenue from the vehicle license fee makes up 58% of this city's general funds. Without it, the city wouldn't be able to help pay for services like this adult daycare facility.
So it's of critical importance to us. There's simply nowhere else to make up this money.
That city manager, Leslie Keene. As a new city, Laguna Woods receives a greater percentage of the fee than cities that have had more time to establish a revenue base. In fact, Keene says residents would never have voted 4 years ago to incorporate the city if the legislature hadn't vowed to give a portion of the car tax to local governments.
And now here we are, 4.5 years later, the promise appears to be broken, and we just don't know where we're going from here.
Even cities that have been around for a long time are worried about losing revenue. Approximately 20% of the car tax funds go to city and county fire departments, like the ones that recently battled wildfires that destroyed thousands of homes throughout Southern California. Chris McKenzie is executive director of the League of California Cities. McKenzie says he understands why residents of car-crazy California objected when the car tax went up, but he says those who are enjoying lowered fees now may be less thrilled later.
I don't think many parents want to have to take turns mowing the soccer fields or removing the trash and doing the things that we see but many times take for granted that are done at the local level every day.
Governor Schwarzenegger has promised that he won't let local governments suffer, especially in the area of public safety. He's proposed a $15 billion bond measure to help the state recover, and part of that money could be used to assist local governments. But that solution is just a one-time fix, says Steve Zaley, executive director of the California State Association of Counties.
The cost of these local services and the success of these local services will be dependent upon a solid, predictable revenue source.
The mayors of California's 10 largest cities will meet with Governor Schwarzenegger today in Sacramento to discuss his plans for funding local governments without the higher tax. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen.